KGFX, this is Will here with you. A little bit under the weather, but it's 7:30, so we're going to go ahead and do People in Your Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm joined this morning by Andy from the Peer Chamber. So, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Not great.
Well, it's New Year, so New Year, New You, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, today with the Peer Chamber talk that we have, it's going to be kind of short, but we've got some information about Sharp Showdown. So for anyone who's interested in joining a fishing tournament locally here, we have one each year. This will be our second one down at Lake Sharp, and registration is officially open for that. And so we are all prepping everything down at the chamber for all of that good stuff. If you need any questions or have any concerns about it, feel free to get a hold of the chamber, and Miranda Panzer will be your contact. She is our wonderful and lovely tourism director, so feel free to go check her out. Following that here, since this is the new year, we kind of want to kind of re-up the CAN Capital Area Networking meetings. So if there is anyone who is interested in kind of meeting some business owners and other business people around town, feel free to stop by the second Wednesday of every month. We will be having these meetings down at the chamber, and those will be held at noon. Again, that is the Capital Area Networking meeting, so feel free to stop by next week Wednesday for that one. And so that'll be a good one. We also have the new visitor guides at the chamber office. So if anyone wants to stop by, check out their advertisement if you had purchased one previously, or just come stop by and just see what the new ones look like. They look awesome. We had Wayfinder Design as our main designer, and we worked with her to get something really cool put together. And then lastly here, for anyone who is interested in kind of learning more about the different events kind of popping up in town, feel free to stop by on our website at our community calendar, and that's www.peer.org. Again, our community calendar is huge. We've been beefing it up these last couple months, so definitely go check that out for all of the news and happenings and fun things in this town.
Okay, and sounds great. Now, did you say there was a website?
Yes, that website is www.peer.org. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Okay, well, I thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me today. I appreciate
it. Kind of cold out there.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be cold for a while, I think.
Yeah. I guess careful what you wish for. I was hoping more winter-like weather here, but I guess they say be careful what you wish for.
Oh, yeah.
So, have a great day. And KGFX, this is People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by Lee Real Estate.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Peer, or find us at LeeRealEstatePeer.com.
Hey, good morning. We're back with People in Your Neighborhood. Now we are joined by Fort Peer Mayor Gloria Hansen.
Good morning, Will.
And good morning.
I think it's winter. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely winter. I guess careful what you wish for. I was hoping for some more winter-like weather, and I guess I got it.
And you got it. Oh, good. I'm glad you got it. Well, that brings us right into our first topic of discussion. With snow comes snow routes, emergency snow routes. And so what I'm going to advise is that people go on to the city website, and there is a map of which streets are the snow routes. And so those are the ones that you need to avoid parking on when we get 2 inches or more of snow. And so some unfortunate residents got ticketed for having their cars parked in snow routes, or if they are there 48 hours or more. So be aware and be aware of where to park and where you can't park. And I know it's difficult if you don't have off-street parking. I know that makes it difficult. But we have to get those streets open for emergencies. And the other thing I should mention is to clear around your mailboxes so that your mail can be delivered, and clear around fire hydrants in case of that kind of emergency. So it's winter, and we just all need to be aware and make sure we're not blocking emergency vehicles. The other thing I wanted to mention is that Peaceful Pines is open. And last week they opened and moved in a few residents. This week they'll be moving in a few more. They're doing it on a gradual basis so they don't overwhelm anybody. But it's wonderful to have that facility open and operating and taking care of residents. When Kelly's closed their doors about a month ago, I think that displaced, I believe, 14 residents. Mm-hmm. And Peaceful Pines was able to take 10 of those. So just, again, it's just wonderful to have that facility in Fort Pierre to take good care of our residents.
Absolutely.
I guess the third thing I need to talk about is the April 9th election. As always, in a council form of government, we have wards, and so every year there is one member of every ward who is up for election. And in this case, Larry Cronin, Scott Deal, and Rick Cronin are the three council members who are up for re-election, as well as the mayor. So there will be an election April 9th if there is opposition, if there is more than one candidate for one of those seats. And so we will be coming around and candidates will be gathering signatures on petitions and get ready for an election.
Yeah, it's about that time for election.
It is. So I think those are the three things I wanted to talk about this morning. And as always, I appreciate the time.
Okay, and thank you for coming in this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And that was Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. This is Will, and that was People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by Lee Real Estate.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes and